got one boy named Todd, and one named Tim. Just little old common 2-3 letter names. Mm-hmm. And it's not too many long names like they used to be. These uh-huh. be some real long names. Uh-huh. Little old kid could never learn to spell his own name.
as a family name, was there ever many people around here named Cooper?
Cooper?
Or Cooper, or however you said it. How would you say it?
Well, we had a preacher. Named Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, or something like that. And of course, there's so many different ways you can spell it. Cooper. Mm-hmm. What I mean, and most any word, one letter will change the sound of it, and some of them change one way or another. He was a preacher, but it didn't make any difference. He still had that name.
Well, did you ever hear anybody talk about a jackleg preacher?
Jackleg preacher. Them the ones that don't know what they want to do. And they do. I tell you, a jackleg man is a man that, you say, he's a jackleg preacher, a jackleg carpenter, or something like that.
Oh, carpenter too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because what they do, they know it all and don't know any, they don't know, well, they think they know.
They kind of make out like they know it all?
They kind of make like they know it all, and they don't know it really any more than anybody else does, but they make like they say, oh, he's a jackleg carpenter because he knows just a little bit about everything and not too much about nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's where he preaches. He knows a little bit about all the Bible, but he don't know too much about any of it. He's just sort of a jackleg preacher. Uh-huh. And now that's what I read, and I think they call him a jackleg uh-huh. preacher. Of course, you can call a jackleg mechanic, you know, or anything like that. We used to have I think he was a jackleg preacher because we counted up one day and he was about 80 years old, and he wasn't but about 60 some odd years old. Uh-huh. He'd been one place so long, and he'd been another place so long, and we got to count up on him, and that man was getting old. But that was his story.
Oh, that was his story. Well, if you were talking about my relations, now what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother and sister would be to you.
Yeah, what? No, my mother's sister. What relation would she be to me?
She'd be your aunt, would she?
And now, if you had an uncle. And if your father had a brother and his name was William, what would you call him?
I see. Now, wait a minute.
Father had a brother,
and his name was William, he'd be my uncle.
And would you call him? What would you call him?
Well, I'd call him Uncle.
Uncle
Bill or Uncle whatever his name
or
was.
Or if his name was John, would you call him?
Call him Uncle John.
Uh-huh.
But what? And I thought you were going to ask me another bit. If a man. Let's see, how does that go about the man,
I'm my own
father,
grandpa or
yeah,
something? Well, I know
father
what you know
married
it.
The mother, I mean, anyhow, the boy married his father's mother. Oh, you just forget about it. But that was an old saying about, and even trying to figure out how the kids was kin.
What would you call the commander of an army?
Well, it'd be called a captain, I guess, and the more I have to be a captain than anything. Of course, the general is
uh-huh,
on up above,
yeah.
and of course, a lieutenant is on up uh-huh. above a captain. No, I don't know. I never was in the Army.
What do you call that Kentucky Fried Chicken man?
Well, he's a Kentucky Fried Chicken general?
Yeah, no, you know what he's called. You know his name's something Sanders.
Okay,
Colonel.
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Colonel Sanders. Now, you mentioned captain. Have you ever heard captain used in any other way, other than connections with the Army or the Navy or something? Have you heard anybody like, say, a work crew or something call the head of it a captain? Like working on the road or something?
Well, it would be a lot of people that would be, a boss man would be head of the crew, and then there'd be a colonel or a captain or something above him, and an office man. There'd be two or three of them down the line. If they was like they was building a railroad or something, there'd be a first crew, it'd be in under maybe